keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And if you were watching the game yesterday, you probably saw a moment there in the second quarter when Dave Campo wanted to punt and apparently was getting a lot of flack on the sideline. A lot of people wanted to go for it, including his offensive coordinator. You saw a moment there, let's see, it was in the third or fourth quarter when they were drawn off sides on a punt, the Cowboys defense was, and Campo and Coach Joe just went bonkers. At times, there appeared to be some sideline chaos, and so we thought we would get a couple of the coaches on the show this morning to talk about it. Joining us now is the Cowboys head coach, Dave Campo. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
And the Cowboys special teams coach, Joe Avezzano. Good morning, Coach.
Junior.
Well, thanks for coming on. I know it's tough after
George
getting beat 44-13. George had to run out for just a second.
He'll be back. He did. Okay.
He'll be back in a moment.
That's obvious.
Well, let me just ask you, Coach Campo, since you're the top dog, was there some sideline chaos going on?
Well, obviously we had it. And when a game starts getting away from you, that's when it can get, should I say, pretty nasty down on the sideline. And obviously, as I've said all year, football is a game that's played on the football field.
Right.
And then right now we're not doing a very good job of it. And, yeah, we had sideline chaos, people trying to be experts. You know, been on our staff for less than a year, and they're telling me what to do on fourth down, and they have B.O. Of course, I'm speaking of Bruce Coslett. And we have a special teams coach that tries to undermine my authority by basically being out front of the sideline in front of me and being on the field and maybe making more protests than even I do with the officials, which is saying something because I start screaming a second into the game.
Well, Coach Joe, how do you feel about that? Because you did once again lose your cool and find yourself out pretty much at midfield.
Well, you know, Dave can take his shots at me, and I understand that from a little bitch like him. But special teams wasn't a problem yesterday. Swinton returned a kickoff for a touchdown. We all saw that. And that alone ought to keep me not only from being fired, but hell, the way we're going, that ought to give me the head job here pretty soon. So, you know, I look forward to that. And I'm not going to be drawn down into a war of words with Campo, because I understand you got two Italians down there on the sideline, hot-tempered. One of them more qualified to be a head coach than the other one. But we'll leave that alone for now.
Back to you, Coach Campo. What happened there on fourth and one? You're at your own 42. You want to punt, but it seemed like everyone was asking you to go for it.
Yeah, everyone wanted to go for it. Let me ask you something.
Oh,
isn't
okay.
It pretty obvious it's fourth and one? We just got stuffed on third and one because we got a 40-year-old running back who can't make it back to the line of scrimmage. I mean, of course, we need to punt it.
Right.
And I said that, let's punt it, and at the same time, Coslett work on the B.O.
You told him that.
Can I jump in here?
Sure. Go ahead, Coach Joe.
Campo is correct on that. It was a free-for-all on the sidelines. Coslett came down on the sidelines. I don't know if you saw that.
Yep.
Got mad at me, got me in a headlock, tried to knock me out with his arm stink. And I tried to get my crazy-ass mane in the way of my nostrils to block the stench, but it was to no avail. So I passed out there for a good 10 minutes.
You did?
Well, yeah, and I think we have some sideline chaos right now, and it may look bad, but and I think both Coach Joe and I suffer from this. It's called Coach Overreact. And we feel like if you yell and cuss blatantly, where you can clearly read the F words on TV after a bad play, then when you watch it on TV, you're thinking, hey, it can't be the coach's fault. Look how mad he is.
That's a, yeah.
Right. And to be fair, I mean, it's not just our fault. And I think you'll agree with this, Dave, because we were both under orders from Jerry. We had a false intensity alert.
Right.
And anytime Jerry has a little red telephone up there in his owner's box, and when he calls us down there and gives us a false intensity alert, it's our job to yell, turn our faces red, and Think about how great it was when Jimmy was here.
And I tell you, I'm getting tired of a lot of things right now. I mean, we were back-to-back 5-11. We're 1-2. I'm tired of losing.
Right.
I'm tired of my balls aching.
Right.
My balls really ache.
Yeah. I'm tired of a special teams coach that does nothing yet gets more camera time than me. I'm tired of Coslett acting like he's the big know-it-all, got all the answers, and the Rangers have scored more in their last three games than we have. I'm just getting tired of a lot of things, and I've about had it.
Hey, I don't upstage it too much, Campo. I maybe had a point in yesterday's game when I held a country western concert in the middle of the third quarter.
That was a distraction. That was more sideline chaos, obviously.
Well, I admit that really hurt morale. A couple of our players lost all life force, I acknowledge.
And if you think yesterday was bad, wait till you see what the Rams do to us. Oh, my balls.
My aching balls, too. Our balls ache.
I'll tell you what. Thank you both for joining
us. Oh, sweet balls.
Perhaps you got to go put some ice on your crotches and we'll catch up with you guys at a later date. That's Dave Campo and Coach Joe Avezzano joining us here on the Dunham and Miller Show.